This is the English recording of the story The Myth of Prarruang. King Uttairad of the city of Intapat had a consort named Queen Nag, who had been born into the lineage of Payanaga. One day, the king took the queen, who was about to give birth, to the city of Amara Pirunbun. As day broke, the queen gave birth to a single egg, as befitting her lineage. However, the king, who was unaware of his queen's heritage, thought the egg inauspicious and feared that it may bring misfortune to his city. So he ordered her to destroy it. But as a mother, the queen could not bear to harm her own child. Before returning to Intapat, she ordered her confidant to surreptitiously bury the egg along the beach in the hope that some virtuous person might happen upon it and choose to raise it. Some time later, a captain from the city of Lavo, present-day Lopburi, named Kong Krao, was passing by Amara Pirunbun with his caravan and noticed a peculiarly large egg protruding from the sand. So Kong Krao took the egg with him back to Lavo, where he sought a hen to help hatch it. After 10 months had passed, the egg finally cracked open, revealing an adorable baby boy. Kong Krao named the boy Ruang and raised him lovingly as though he were his own son. Ruang lived a normal childhood, and it was not until his 11th year that he discovered his gift of sacred speech. One day, he took his boat out on the Chapsan Sea, the source of Lavo's renowned sacred water. He had paddled with the current for a time, which meant that on the way back he was forced to fight the tide. He soon became tired and absent-mindedly said aloud, "Why does the water not flow toward my home?" Instantly, the current shifted direction and carried the boat back to shore. Ruang kept what had happened that day secret, resolving never to let anyone know. At that time, Lavo was under Khmer rule, and it was Kong Krao's duty to send sacred water from the Chapsan Sea every 3 years as tribute to King Surayawarman II, the ruler of the Khmer Empire. When Kong Krao eventually passed away, it fell upon Ruang to take over his duties. When it came time to pay tribute, the Khmer king dispatched an official with 50 wagons and an army of 1,000 soldiers to transport the sacred water from the Chapsan Sea for ceremonial use. When a commissioner from the Khmer Empire heard news of Kong Krao's death, he sent an official to summon Ruang, who had taken up his adoptive father's duties. Ruang proposed to the official that they use a different kind of container to deliver their tribute. Bringing cumbersome clay jars to fill with water only adds needless weight. We should work together to weave bamboo baskets to carry our tribute instead. I will order the water not to flow out. The attending soldiers were confounded by the idea of carrying water in baskets full of holes. Ruang was obstinate. The water will absolutely not leak out. Hearing Ruang's steadfast assurance, the official ordered his soldiers to weave 25 bamboo baskets for each wagon. Should this prove possible, it would allow them to carry nearly double the usual amount, and the more water they were able to convey, the greater favor they would receive from the king. When it came time to pour the seawater into the baskets, Ruang said simply, "May the water not flow out." And so it was. When all had been filled and placed atop the wagons, it was clear that not a single container had leaked. The Khmer official was simultaneously delighted and astonished. He ordered the water to be loaded into the carts for immediate departure. When they first made camp, the official began to suspect that this might be some kind of ruse. So he opened the baskets to examine their contents. They were all, indeed, filled with water, and this served as a strong reminder of Ruang's ability. After they arrived in Khmer, word of the official who had come bearing water in bamboo baskets spread among the citizens. When this reached the king's ear, he summoned the man for questioning. The official told the king in great detail of everything that had happened. He then lifted a basket and poured out some water onto the ground for the king and all of his courtiers to see for themselves. The king surmised that this Ruang must be a person of innate merit and was fearful of any future danger the boy might pose to the Khmer Empire. So he resolved to send a company of soldiers to capture and kill him. When Ruang heard the news that Khmer soldiers were on their way to kill him, he quickly fled north from Lavo to the city of Pichit, where he sought refuge in a local temple. Out of hunger, he was forced to beg the villagers for food. Once he received a fish. After having eaten all but its bones, he cast the remains into the river and said, "May you have life." The fish reanimated and began swimming around in the water. Ruang wandered for many years, evading Khmer soldiers, until he was old enough to become ordained. From then, he lived as a monk in a temple in the city of Sukhothai, and the villagers called him by the name Pra Ruang. When a Khmer soldier came upon a clue as to Pra Ruang's whereabouts, he reported to the king and volunteered to find and kill the fugitive. This soldier was skilled in incantations and had the ability to dive beneath the ground. So he used his power to pass under Sukhothai's outer walls, reappearing at the temple where Pra Ruang resided. The soldier saw Pra Ruang sweeping the temple grounds, but he did not know him by sight and so inquired, "Where can I find Pra Ruang of Lavu City?" Pra Ruang immediately grasped the danger he was in. So he told the soldier, "You stay here, do not go anywhere, I will find Pra Ruang." And by the power of his sacred speech, the soldier's body, still half beneath the earth, immediately hardened there and became stone. Some years later, the ruler of Sukhothai passed away. Knowing Pra Ruang to be a man of great merit, the citizens joined together and asked him to leave the monkhood to rule the city as King Sri Jantratibodi. After Pra Ruang ascended the throne, Sukhothai flourished and prospered for 1,000 years until the time of its eventual collapse.